Time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been.
Today's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and I am excited about you guys joining me on today. I hope you guys have had a wonderful day. For those of you who are getting off of work, I hope that the music that I'm about to play later on during the show will help you be able to relax and unwind and just get in the mood of getting off work. And for those of you that will be going to work, I hope that I can give you some music that will be inspiration and help you be able to get ready for that work day. We have a great show lined up for you guys. We have the segment, which is Ask Dr. Farmer, and Dr. Farmer is a licensed developmental coach and licensed therapist, and he is here to give you guys tools to help you overcome life circumstances and issues that you may have. You can email Dr. Farmer your questions, comments, and answers at james.farmer@att.net. And that's james.farmer@att.net. Every week, Dr. Farmer looks over the emails and he responds to your questions, comments, and he gives you great answers. And we're going to have a great, awesome, exclusive interview by the Force MDs. And so I want you guys to tune in. That's going to be coming up later on in the show. But for now, we're going to get ready to go into some music. And so we're going to hear Toni Braxton and Babyface, and the song is entitled Roller Coaster.
Oh. tiptoeing on the shadows. Pieces of your heart until I could find a way to put it back together. Between us makes this harder than ever before. But these moments are to treasure. So whenever we are close, we can't expect to make the most of what it is we share. Let's take it there without a care.
Now you're for I so loved you, girl, that I gave you all my love with all my heart and soul. I thought you'd always be the one, but you didn't appreciate a single thing I do. You just left me with a broken heart, didn't you? Didn't you?
Ooh, I tried to tell you, baby, tried to tell you a thousand times.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and the song you just heard was Where Did We Go Wrong, and that was by Toni Braxton and Babyface. Well, it's that time again for us to have our segment with Dr. Farmer, and the segment is entitled Ask Dr. Farmer, and I'm going to go ahead and let Dr. Farmer introduce himself to you listeners, the ones who may not know Dr. Farmer. Hey, Dr. Farmer, how you doing on tonight?
How you doing, Tanisha? For those who are first-time listeners or maybe have forgotten who I am, I'm Dr. James Farmer, and my particular areas are counseling. I'm a professional counselor, also a psychotherapist, and I'm a developmental coach, which is a combination of life coach and executive coaching. And I have a private practice. I do a lot of workshops, seminars, and training sessions with small groups and large groups of people.
Okay. And tell the listeners where they can find you or email you and find out more about your business as well.
Okay. My email address, I'll say it twice, is james.farmer@att.net. And for those who are trying to find a pen and pad real quickly, I'll go over it again. james.farmer@att.net. My website would be Jaffa Coaching. This is the one that I'm building now, but you still can go on and move around a little bit. JaffaCoaching.com, Jaffa, J-A-F-A, coaching.com. And those of you who would like to see my standard website, that is Jaffa Group, J-A-F-A Group.com. That's more geared towards, you know, businesses and so forth. But it gives you an idea of kind of what I'm doing. There's you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, also YouTube. I have about 10 free YouTube things where I'm talking about just, you know, how to move forward, how to have fun, you know, little five-minute clips. And then also you can go on and find those blogs that I've done, about two and a half years of blogs that deal with day-to-day living problems. You can read it. And in there I talk about how to get moving when you're stuck in any of those particular areas I'm talking about. So that's open up free to your readers. So please feel free to visit me there.
Okay. Well, I encourage your listeners to email Dr. Farmer your questions, your comments, and he'll be able to contact you and, you know, help you if you want that one-on-one, or if you just want him to answer your question over the air, just email him and then he'll get back with you. Well, Dr. Farmer, what are we going to discuss on tonight?
Well, we started last week talking about building authentic self-esteem, and I gave your listeners just, you know, some categories of how to determine whether or not they have good sound self-esteem or low self-esteem. And part two, which is tonight, we'll get into, I'll give them a few strategies, few tools they can use to increase their self-esteem in case they found out last week they have low self-esteem.
Okay.
But before we go, Tanisha, I mean, into that, I'd like to at least say next week I really want your listeners to kind of tune in, because I'm going to be talking about suicide. And that's something starting to become more prevalent, and people just kind of throw up their hands because they don't know what to do, what to say, or anything. And what I'm going to do is share with your listeners ways to, at least one particular way that I work with suicides. I've been working with them over the last 25 years, and I'll go into how I got into that area. I don't really advertise that I'm a specialist in that area, but what I do is I came up with some basic tools. You don't have to be a clinical psychologist to use these tools. You don't have to be a professional counselor. Anybody can use the tools that I'll be sharing with them. It's not clinical, down-home, common-sense tools. And it would be a delight to just share with your listeners some tools that may help save somebody's life.
Well, that sounds amazing. Well, I know I'm ready to hear about that, so I can also share and help encourage, you know, a listener or someone that's out there that may be suffering from that. I wanted to ask you, what is a day like in a therapist's life?
I'll invite you anytime, Tanisha, to follow me one day to see what I do, okay? Okay, let's take today, for example, okay? Excellent question. About 7 o'clock this morning, I got up, and, of course, I received a text message, and that is a friend of mine is leaving the state of Texas, going to, let's say, Arkansas. She's become very frustrated. She's had a lot of problems here, and she thinks it's the state. And once she gets out, she'll be okay. So she's taking her kids with her, two boys, and so she was just telling me, you know, goodbye, and I'll stay in touch with you, and so forth. And it may be going to another state might help her. There may be other opportunities. But what I want to say to your listeners is that if you're one that's trying to run from your problems, running to different states is not going to help you, and I'll tell you why. Because when you go to a different state, you still take your head with you, you still take your mind with you. And in your mind are a lot of problems, a lot of ways that you, or inadequate ways that you cope with situations. And so you're going to have situations occur out of state, and all you know are inadequate ways. I suggest to people, I tell people, get your head together here, and then when you leave, then you can, you have a better opportunity to open up doors. So I started out with that. Then I got a suicidal call, and mom wanted me to work with her daughter because the daughter wants to kill herself. And I said, fine. I said, now, does she use this frequently? This, I want to kill myself. And she said, yes. But anyway, make a long story short, Tanisha, as we got to talking, I found out that mom had tried to kill herself 3 times. And I said, And I said, I tell you what, I said, I will be over, and I said, I'll deal with both of you, because that's a spirit that travels in people, and now it's on your child, and we got to get rid of that spirit. And then as the day went on, I had a young lady, my first client. She basically came into my office, stressed out on the couch, and just said, nothing's going right in my life, you know. And so that's where we – and she was trying to understand why she could not forgive herself. You know, she was moving along pretty well, drinking, smoking some drugs, and she had cut back on that some, but now she had picked it up, and she was kind of, you know, pissed off at herself, and she just kind of yelled out, why is it I can't forgive myself? And so we had to explore that piece. After I'd finished with that person, then about 2 hours later, I got another call, and this is a grandmother that was telling me that her daughter wanted to kill herself. They just found that out. And could I come and work with her? And so she's all nervous that the other girls might pick up on that, that one of the three is looking for a way out. And that way out is commit suicide. So I finally got home for a little bit where I could take a 15-minute nap, okay, so I could get ready, you know, to do your show. That's just an average day. I have to keep myself balanced throughout the day. I have to keep myself motivated, creative, because people, when they walk into your office or they're talking with you, a lot of them are stuck and they can't break through. And so part of what I do is try to get them moving in a way where they can see things. And that's what I'll do with your listeners, is say, here's a way to get people to stretch that awareness a little bit, especially when they're suicidal and want to take themselves out. And I think it's an appropriate technique, especially for Christians, to use with people that they run into. So that's the course of my day. Just I constantly work. This is a gift I have. It's my passion, working with people. So I don't get burned out as some people would do in my shoes. It's just a gift that God has given me, and I just enjoy doing what I do. Some people are great at being an electrician, Tanisha. Some are probably good at being a car mechanic. I wouldn't be able to do anything with either job. But now when it comes to people who want to destroy themselves or got low self-esteem, that's my area.
Right. Well, I do know, you know, from just talking to you and hearing the different things that you shared, it truly is a gift. And that's why I encourage you listeners to have a pen and a piece of paper and to listen and write things down, because a lot of times, you know, we feel like we know common sense things and we know what to do. But just like you just shared earlier when you said, if a person is running from their problems and they're moving from state to state, they aren't really thinking about it realistically, that you got to take your head with you. So when you leave, you're still going to have those same issues. So I'm glad you shared that, because I know a few people who have moved several states away to get away from the problem, and they still end up coming back with the same problem.
And nothing's changed. I mean, they
right.
have not learned any new solutions. They don't have any new tools. They just kind of move with the problem to a state back home.
Right, right. So,
yeah.
You know, you do hear some great, amazing things. So, like I said, I encourage you listeners to write things down and, you know, ask Dr. Farmer, email him and ask him your questions or comments. That way he can give you, you know, some type of tools that you can use to apply to your life.
Okay, we're going to start with, I'm going to share with your listeners a few ways to build self-esteem, and these are ways that this is not, I'm not giving them information out of a book. This is things that I have used in my life to increase my self-esteem. And for those listeners that are saying, my God, does he see the whole world as a big one, as a big self-esteem? No, not really. I just happened to just stumble into that piece, and I started looking at the people who were walking into my office. I started looking at my friends. And some of my friends do have pretty good self-esteem, but they got distorted values and so forth. But that's another time we'll talk about people with distorted values and belief or limited belief systems that's holding them back. But for today, we'll talk about building authentic self-esteem. That is, you're not pretending. And for those who are just tuning in, wanting to know, well, what is self-esteem? It has a lot to do with how you feel about yourself on the inside. I mean, how you really feel about yourself. When you're in a room by yourself, you've been attacked by certain situations, things have gone wrong, setbacks, obstacles, all those kind of things. How do you feel about yourself in the midst of that storm? Can you still like yourself? Okay, you bought a new car. Does that new car make you feel good when you're in the midst of a storm, things that are going wrong? You know, so that's what I work with, is how to remain calm, how to like who you are, and still move forward even though you've got obstacles all around you and so forth. One of the things that I've done, Tanisha, to keep me going when I first started out, finding out that I had a self-esteem problem many years ago, affirmations. Finding the right affirmations that would fit me, you know, that applied to me. And I'm going to, you know, share maybe two or three affirmations with some of your listeners. But in the book I wrote, Building Authentic Self-Esteem, which is be coming out in the fall, I have 32 affirmations that you can use that comes from my blood, sweat, and tears, you know, things that I have found out through life that you have to be able to say to yourself every day to get going. The whole idea of affirmations is that it reprograms the mind. And if you say them, it's not that you got to say them every day, every minute, every second, but as long as you say them to yourself, they become a part of you. One of my favorite, and I'm going to call it an affirmation, it's out of the Bible, and that is, this too shall pass. No matter what kind of thing I'm into, I used to say that, this too shall pass. And then you'll hear me say, well, when is it going to pass? And as I've gotten through these different challenges and I say, this too shall pass, I can look back and say, I actually got through it, you know. But affirmations are very good. The two or three I'll share with you is what I call the I will affirmations, because sometimes you have to kind of prod yourself a little bit to kind of act on these affirmations. So the first one goes like this, Tanisha. I will go the distance with all its twists and turns. I rise up to the personal challenges and find strength to move through obstacles. Now, just saying that, this sends goosebumps in me because, you know, that's what I need to do, and that's what a lot of other folks need to do. No matter what kind of twists and turns are coming in, you're up for the challenge. Tanisha, I had to say to one of my clients this. I said, look, God didn't make Disney World down here. You know, I said, it's an obstacle course. And one way that he finds out how much faith you have in him is that he will test you to find out. He don't want you telling him, oh, I got all kind of faith in you, Lord. He can test you in different ways and find out exactly how big he is in your life. And one way is sometimes through setbacks and obstacles, not all the time, but sometimes. And you'll see, Are you trying to be God? Or do you call upon him to help and so forth? And so as I said to the person, I said, what he's looking at, too, is how do you respond when you are faced with a setback and an obstacle? Do you start screaming? Are you on drugs? Are you drinking alcohol? Are you cursing people out? Are you running after sex? Or what? How do you respond? Can you keep yourself balanced while you go through this human storm that's around you? So I like that particular affirmation. Here's another one. I will analyze my problem and benefit from them by learning life's lessons. No matter how difficult my challenges are, I shall prevail. This is my moment in time, and I will not be cheated from a defeated mindset. Now, these two affirmations are very powerful affirmations. You memorize it. And then when you get up in the morning, you say it. Sometimes, Tanisha, when I'm laying in bed, I'll start saying my affirmations. I have a whole bunch of them that I say. You know, I'm a positive person. I can do this. Yes, I can. I become my own cheerleading team. And so when I get out of bed, I'm ready for whatever may come. And let me tell you how it comes. It can come through a telephone call or a cell phone call. Somebody can email you something. A knock on your door, bringing you bad news. You can get in your car and drive to the corner, and somebody almost hit you. You can be heading to get a cup of coffee, and somebody honking the horns because you're too slow or you're in their way. And so you have to be ready. You have to be prepared. They tell us in the Bible that we're soldiers. I've never heard of a soldier going out in the field that didn't have his uniform on, didn't have his gun. And so as soldiers, we have to be prepared mentally. Mentally prepared for what might come. You're going to say something?
No, I'm saying you're right. That is so true.
Okay. One more. I will set my own personal standards and follow them. I know who I am and what I want. I do not choose to compare myself to others because I am unique and I move according to my values and beliefs. I consider all the consequences of my decisions. So, again, what I'm trying to tell your listeners is find you some affirmations and just say a few of them to yourself. You don't have to say them out loud. You ain't got to scream it out. Just say it. This is a small step, but it does reprogram if you do them long enough. How long? Well, when I was building myself, I did it for about 2 years. Another thing I want to talk about is, again, which I've talked about with your listeners, is the two mindsets. And I only simply want to say this, that there's two. There's the negative or fixed mindset, and then there's a positive mindset. The person that came into my office was into the negative mindset, all the things that weren't going right. I mean, she made a list of about 20 things that were going wrong. And I said, well, did anything right happen? I said, let me help you with that. You got up this morning. You were able to drive here. You don't have a disability. You do have a job. And I went on and made a list of 20 for her things that are going right in her life. So I challenge your listeners to pick up on that idea of let's weigh the negative and the positive. You're going to have both mindsets at times, but you move further with a positive mindset than with a negative mindset. Also, let me add this, Tanisha, is that you actually help your health a lot, too, when you're thinking positive rather than thinking negative. There's a whole lot of literature out there on just positive thinking, putting a smile on your face, having that certain walk in your body language. Even though the bottom of the ship is falling out, you can still remain positive. Now, that's the kind of Christians we need. When I see Christians sometimes, Tanisha, in my practice, I want to run out the back door screaming because they come in so depressed, so negative. And I said, you want to talk about Jesus? You know, what people are looking at when they see Christians is, how do you go through the fire? How, you know, your Jesus is so great. Show me. Show me your joy in this pain. And I admit, Tanisha, some of us need to work on that. The four attitudes, you know, the four attitudes. I don't care what problem a person got, I'm always looking at those four attitudes. Are they resisting it? Everything is hopeless. And that's what I said to the lady today, is that I said, you seem to be hung out with her, hanging out with a resisting attitude of just things ain't going right. Why me? I deserve better than this. I said, we all do. I said, let's change chairs and let me tell you, you know, things that have gone wrong in my life. But it's how you respond to it. Do you respond with a negative attitude, or do you respond with a positive attitude and keep on moving? The second attitude is the controlling one, where a gentleman spoke a week ago, said that, well, my wife is a controller. She tries to control everything. And there are, I don't know whether she's a controller or not, but there are people who try to control the universe, which includes you if you're in their universe. And the third one is the acceptance attitude, that you don't have to like what's going on, but rather than emotionally fight it, you decide to just, I'll just move on right now, because if I emotionally fight it, it's going to drain me, and I'm going to get into a negative attitude. It's not worth the fight. And you move on. It doesn't make any sense emotionally fighting reality when you can't change it. And then, of course, the fourth is in the flow. And that's when you look at and know that there's a mighty God up there, and that things have, you know, he's gotten you through things before. He'll get you through this. I don't care how bad it looks. He will get you through this. So keep in mind the four attitudes. The next piece I wanted to run past your listeners is the, you know, some of us are poor managers of our emotions. I say it again. Some of us, we don't know how to manage our emotions. If your emotions are in control, you're a mess. So you have to learn how to control your emotions. So I break it into two categories. Either you're an effective emotional manager or you're ineffective. An effective mental and emotional manager is basically, believe in this, I can accept reality no matter how things are. Now, this is that positive person. They got all kind of storms around them, but they can still move forward. I once shared the story, Tanisha, of I was a professor at LSU, and I was looking out my window, and there was a guy in a wheelchair. He didn't have any legs, and he only had one arm. And he would smile, and there was a lot of people standing around him, and he was smiling and laughing louder than anybody. And I looked and I said, what is he so happy about? And so I walked downstairs and I walked over to him and I waited until, you know, the people started leaving. And I walked up to him and I asked him, I said, you sit in a wheelchair. You have two legs missing and you only got one arm. What is there to be happy about? And he looked at me and he said, sir, I'm alive. I am alive. He said, I sit in a wheelchair, but there are people who have two legs and two arms who are handicapped on the inside, literally handicapped on the inside, have all kind of potential, but only use a little of that potential. And the other one, Tanisha, is the ineffective mental and emotional manager. And this is a person, this is what a lot of people get tripped up on, Tanisha, and it goes like this. I cannot accept reality when things are not how I want them to be. And I can't tell you how many people I run into who are coming from that. It got to be the way I want it to be, or I'm not happy. So the next one is what I call forward-thinking action. This is something that your people can use easily, the listeners. And there's only three elements to it. If you want to move forward, now I've just gone through the four attitudes, and you know that you want to hang around the accepting attitude and the flowing attitude. Those are the two that move you forward. And so in the forward thinking action, there's three levels. The first one, and I won't go into details about each one, but the first one is you got to have a proper attitude if you want to move forward. I've not seen anybody move forward with a negative attitude. Not really move forward. So you got to have the proper attitude. The second is motivation. And the third is the willingness to make an effort and then repeat it until you reach your goals. That is, you're repeating that effort until you reach your goals. Here's one I like, Tanisha. It's called the 80-20 rule. And simply it's this. If you were to spend 20% of your time fueling positive thinking rather than negative thoughts, you could probably get 80% positive results. But I run into people who spend, I mean, about 90% of their time into negative thinking and can't figure out why they can't accomplish goals. Here's something I want to add to your listeners. It's called 7 things that you got to radically accept if you want to move forward, if you want to increase your self-esteem. There's just 7 things I came up with that you got to be doing. If you're not doing this or accepting these things, you're going to be having problems. The first one, and a lot of this is all common sense, the first one is that the world is dynamic and constantly changing. And you say, well, Dr. Farmer, that sounds pretty simple. And I know it does, but you'll be surprised how many people are caught up on that. Just look at the whole element of technology. I have friends who refuse to step into the technology world, even though it's all around them. They don't want to buy a computer. They don't want to learn about, you know, how to go online. They're kind of caught up back in the 60s and the 70s, hoping that all of this will go away. That's an example of the fact that the world is dynamic and constantly changing, and you have to change with it or you'll get left behind. Here's another one, number 2. There will be disappointments and setbacks in life. And I tell folks, and it's one of the main things I use, and your listeners, I welcome you to use this too, and I'll tell folks, you know, Jesus came here to save the world. And what happened to him? He got spat on, you know, stabbed, humiliated, whipped, called all kind of names. And all he wanted to do was, you know, make a better place for people. Now, if they did that to him, what do you think they'll do to you? You know, so we have to prepare ourselves mentally. I talked earlier about affirmations. There's a lot of scriptures in the Bible that you can memorize and you can say to yourself daily. Yes, I have about 7 or 8 of those I say, along with my affirmations. I believe in being equipped to live in the kind of world that we live in today because there are forces coming against you that you cannot see. That whole idea of suicide, that's a spirit that travels in people. The third one is life is not meant to be fair. One of the reasons why I had low self-esteem many, many years ago is because I thought life wasn't fair. And I wasn't getting my part. And I got stuck there. Well, I'm saying to you, if there's listeners out there who believe in that life ought to be fair, it wasn't meant to be fair. You're going to have the haves, you're going to have the have-nots and the haves. You'll have rich and poor. It wasn't meant to be fair. Number 4, things do not always go as planned. Now, I'm a planner, but one thing I've learned in life, Tanisha, is this. Plans fall apart. And I put together plans that an engineer would be proud of, but they fall apart. And you still have to bounce back and move forward. Number 5, people are selfish, have triggers, and unresolved issues. So it doesn't surprise me sometimes when I meet new people or some of the people I know start acting strange or reacting a certain kind of way because sometimes people can be very selfish, have triggers, and unresolved issues. Number six, this is the one I like. This is a key one I like. People should know better, but many of us cannot do better when we have an overriding, self-defeating behavior that have become habits and work against us. And how many times have we said, don't you know better? Yeah, they know better, but they got a habit, a negative habit, that's overriding them and working against them. That's why they can't do better. And the last one, emotional and physical pain are part of the human experience. Pain is just a part of our society. Pain has been there since the beginning, and it'll always be around. Those are the seven things, Denisha, I tell people that you need to take a look and find out if you're struggling with any of those, you know. And if you are, you need to sit down and take a look at it.
Well, I encourage you listeners to listen to everything Dr. Farmer said. I hope you took some good notes. And Dr. Farmer, like you said, when we tune in next week, we're going to be talking more about suicide and some other issues. But if you have any questions or any comments, you can email Dr. Farmer at james.farmer@att.net. I want to thank you again, Dr. Farmer, for being a part of the Ask Dr. Farmer segment and being helpful to the listeners out there.
Thank you, Tanisha. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back with you guys, we're going to have that exclusive interview with the Force MDs. Be right back with you.
From a chapter in my past. Talked for a while, let some mileage spent. Said that he would see a mighty act. Told me this was gonna last. Showing me her photograph. And all the feelings that I thought were gone came rushing back to me at once. Tried to smile and not the way I felt, but I was thinking to myself. Way things used to be. Shared a couple laughs and some memories. Talked about the things you changed. Some for good and some for bad. Then you said goodbye and you paid for lunch. Promised that we'd always keep in touch. Grabbed my back and grabbed my thoughts. Walked away and that was that. And all the feelings that I thought were gone came rushing back to me. Tried to smile and hide the way I felt, but I was speaking to myself.
break.
Look at it.
Access Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Misha, and it is that time where we're going to have our exclusive interview that I promised you guys. And so I'm going to go ahead and let my guest, special guest, introduce themselves. Hey, how are you doing tonight, you guys?
Hey,
how you doing?
What's up? Okay.
You want to go first?
Hello,
so my name is Stevie D,
and I'm Damon, and we are the
Fourth MC.
Well, I want to thank you guys for accepting the invitation to be on the show on tonight. I'm just excited, and I know all of the listeners have been waiting for this moment. So I just wanted to thank you guys again.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us on your show.
Well, you're welcome. Well, I'll start with Stevie D, and I guess I'll ask, when did you know that you had a passion to do music? I mean, when did you just know that this was your thing?
Actually, it happened while, we say it all the time, watching the Jackson 5 on TV. And we tried to mimic them as young kids in front of the projects. We live in Staten Island, New York. We started mimicking the Jackson 5 in front of our neighbors and all our friends. And they said, hey, these guys, really sound like them. Like these guys, I think you guys, they said he think, because they wasn't sure. It was all new. So, hey, I think you guys can really sing. These guys really sound like them. So from then on, we started entering talent shows at a young age and start winning every talent show, coming in first place. And we took our talents to the Staten Island Ferry. But that's a Staten Island goes from Staten Island, New York to Manhattan. It's a 30-minute boat trip ride, and we started entertaining all races and creed of people, and they all enjoyed what we do because we went to Jackson 5, we went to Elvis, even did Elvis Presley, Stevie Wonder, Sam Cooke. We started like Temptations, mimicking a lot of our the great singers at that time, and they was definitely a springboard to us learning from them that got us to know how to entertain, and we was a big hit on the Staten Island Ferry, and from then on we got a record deal, and the rest is history. It's by singing a cappella.
Well, I know that just listening to you guys, I mean, you have an amazing gift. I mean, music is a healer. And so when I've heard a few people, when I told them that I was going to do the interview, automatically they could just sing your songs off the top of their head. So you guys have really, really influenced and made a legacy for yourselves. I wanted to ask Damon the same question. Mm-hmm. When did you know that you had a passion for music?
It was basically how Steve answered it. I would say the same thing. That was like the same thing, being young and, having that Motown influences, the Jackson 5, Temptations, Marvin Gaye, that whole thing, Smokey Robinson, and I mean, just trying, like the talent shows and all that, and doing what we saw them doing. And realizing that we had a gift to do it too. So, it's basically how Steve said it, talent shows and all that, going through New York City to arrive, to on a professional level.
Okay. So what would you share, Damon, with the listener that's out there that may, have a passion for music and they're wanting to try to get that start and they're wanting to put their foot out there to do music?
That is so funny you asked me that right now, because I was having a discussion. I have a nephew. He's an excellent young artist, a rapper. And I was challenging him
to do. It was two songs we did. I was challenging him to push himself to do a little better because most of the other songs were so great. So I would tell the listeners, and he went on Facebook saying that that when he's pushed, you know, he doesn't always perform his best. He likes things to happen organically. So I would let the listeners that's aspiring to get out there into the business to know that you have to push yourself. When you think that you've arrived, you don't push yourself any further. The door to get into this business is so small, and there's so many people trying to fit in there. So I would tell you you hear the old cliche, the old saying, practice makes perfect. You have to practice. You have to don't ever think, because while you're sleeping, somebody else is up doing it, trying to get in that same door that you're trying to get in. And you have to find somebody that can really be honest to you, not just a bunch of yay sayers that's always, oh, you're so great, you're so great, you're so great. You know, don't settle for that. Push yourselves, because back in the days, I mean, even before Force of D's, like you had in the 60s, the 50s and 40s, you couldn't make it into Hollywood unless you knew how to sing. Not just become an actor. You, in order to be an actor, you had to know how to sing, act, dance, and do all type of stuff. So I would tell them to, don't take no as an answer, but keep aspiring to better yourselves. Learn the history so you can respect those that came before you. You look at a lot of rappers, they have no respect for the ones that paved the way. Even musicians, Stevie D, who's a legend in the game, look at the Force of D's, were the first R&B group to merge hip-hop and R&B like that. And he goes to a Young Jeezy concert, and the guy's like, won't even shake his hand. Now, we don't get that. You know, most people, when they see, they're so happy to meet the Force of D's and stuff. You know, they know the history, but you have some guys that are so cocky that they don't even respect those that came before them. It's like even when we heard Trey Songz disrespected R. Kelly a few years ago. That's a no-no. You don't do stuff like that. I happen to think Trey Songz is an excellent artist, but we know that R. Kelly's like a musical great, and he helped, you know, pave the way for a lot of the other ones to come through and do some of the things that they do, and have some of the record companies be a little more lenient into letting artists, you know, have a little more freedom to do certain things that they want to do and buy into their ideas. So I would say respect the game, know who came before you, pay homage, but also keep practicing and don't take no for an answer, but better yourselves. Never think that you've made it, that you can get better.
Well, I'm glad you shared that, because I do see a lot of, with this generation, it's all about them and it is not that respect. So I think he gave you guys some great advice, which is make sure that you appreciate and respect the ones who paved the way for you guys, because music, the doors are totally different now. Because, I mean, you can do music in so many different ways, but if you want to be a legend and an artist where your music lasts forever, you have to do exactly what Damon said, which is practice and keep trying to learn and all of the different things with music. So I think that was very well said. I wanted to ask to give the listeners your social media and also where they can, get your music and YouTube videos and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a website, officialforcemds.com. We have twitter.com/forcemds, which is Force of D's. Instagram.com/forcemds, Facebook.com/forcemds, and also EPK.com/forcemds also. Am I missing anything, Steve, that you can think?
I think you got everything.
I think I got it all. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, for you listeners that may have missed out on getting the social media information, we will bring that up later on during the show. So don't think you missed it. We will make sure you get that information. That way you can support these artists and check them out, and also, get their latest music as well. I wanted to ask you guys about the song Tears and how it came about, and just to give the listeners a little history about it, and then we'll get you guys to introduce that song and we'll hear it.
Hey, Tears, this is Stevie talking. Tears came from a poem, a little short poem that a friend of mine named Scott Wiley wrote, and he gave it to my brother T.C., and he says, do you think you could make this into some type of song? It's a concept. You think you can make it into a song? So he gave us the poem, and my brother T.C. and Trisco magically came up with all these lyrics and went to the studio to record it and made it into this our first top 10 song, actually. Tears was the Force MD's first top 10 song, and we sung it in the studio with so much feeling, and, you know, had the lights out for the candle, and a tear did come out of somebody's eye when we got out of that studio, and it transcended to a lot of people that heard this record, and this is actually the record that landed us on tour with New Edition back in the day, so it was a great experience. So Tears is definitely a special record for the Force MDs. It's one of our first top 10 hits.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and hear the song Tears, and this is by the Force MDs.
Face the love. Just remember, the doors in your heart will always be open to you.
Hey, Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and you are listening to the 4SMBs, and the song was entitled Love is a House. And so I want you guys to go ahead and tell the listeners how that song came about and just the inspiration behind Love is a House.
Oh, Love is a House. We had two producers from London, England that came with that melody and the song. They had they sent us a demo of a girl singing it. And we had the record company go take a listen to the song and see how we like it. And we listened to it for like a week. And it grew on us. Like the third day, the song kind of grew us. First, we didn't really like it at first. So it grew on us. So he said, all right, you guys got to go in the studio and put your soul into it. Went to the studio and put our spin on it, and that became one of our other number one hit records. So we're very happy on that. We were actually on tour with Madonna at the time in Europe, and they called us and said, hey, the record Love is a House, number one in the United States right now, number one R&B record. We left the tour.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really interesting, that song.
Okay. Well, we do have a listener on the line. His name is Kevin, and he wanted to come on the line and ask you guys a few questions. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Kevin in on the line. Hello, Kevin. How are you doing on tonight?
How you doing, everybody? Steve, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, brother Kevin? What's up?
Yeah, man. Street team, man. What's good, brothers? I want to ask y'all. What y'all coming up for 2014, man?
Say that again.
What's coming up for the 4SMBs for 2014? Any new music? Anything you should be looking for?
Somebody has to mute their phone because I think there's some screaming in the background. What happened is we've been doing so much. We've been traveling a whole lot. We just got back home 2 days ago. We just came off the All-State Tom Joyner's family reunion. We were there. We performed with Babyface, the Jacksons, 4SMBs. They had Mary Jane Girls, Joe, Tank, Temptations, a bunch of other artists, and that was very great. They also had a gospel explosion. Then we had to leave one day early because we had a show in Nashville. Was 4SMBs, Ready for the World, Alexander O'Neill and Sherelle, and Soul for Real, Michelle A, and also Chubb Rock. That show was a sellout as well. And what we have going on is they're talking about taking that show on the road. So we're discussing a couple of tours actually. We can't, give any concrete information just yet because it's like, it's being put together as we speak. So, people can look forward to seeing the 4SMBs in a town near you. Hopefully we'll be coming through to your town. Hopefully we'll be doing a West Coast swing again. We were just out there with Guy, Tony, Genuine, H-Town, and Color Me Bad a couple months ago. We got to visit L.A., and we learned a lot of people hitting us up. Oh, we might have missed that show. Come back. So hopefully we'll be in the town, Hopefully we'll hit the Boston area and a bunch of other places also, Chicago. And stuff like that. We get a lot of calls from Chicago and different places. People ask us, "Please come out here! Please come out here!" We try to put it together. So
I'm definitely looking forward to that, bro.
We're here. We love to go. We also got a call to go overseas and different things like that. Brazil is one of the places that called us and. Some of these things are being put together. We have Elise Murray. She's working on some things as well as she's working with Isley's and Cameo and a few other people. She's putting some things together for us that we've been getting calls about. So hopefully, like I said, we'll be in a town near you and on a stage near you. Everybody get to see us,
And plus we are. We've been putting the finishing touches to our our album, our CD. So you got to be up to maybe 4 or 5 tracks to, we're going to touch up and do, and she can finish definitely about before this year is out. Very excited about that. So everybody going to be expecting new music for SMB. I think they're going to be really impressed about it. So we're looking forward.
Okay. Well, Kevin, I thank you for coming on the line and asking those questions. I want to say Okay. I wanted to go ahead and ask Damon, what would you say that separates you from your group from any other groups?
You know, I would say well, Force of D's was the first R&B group to merge hip-hop and R&B together. That's number one. I mean, if you ask a lot of other groups like Boyz II Men, Belvis, the Vocal Edition, other groups out there, they always, you know, acknowledge that. They say you guys were the first to really put hip-hop and R&B on record together like that. Because, you know, you had your, you know, R&B, which we all came up on, and then when the hip-hop explosion started in the streets, you know, Force MCs first was Stevie D and Mercury. They were rapping. They were called the Force MCs. And when the group, you know, came together and merged with the brother TC and Jesse and Trisco with that, the name Force MCs came, which means music diversity, because it could do Force MCs, we can do all types of different things. And they're going to see in some of our shows, we're going to put a spin on this, on our show, where we take you back to these different genres of music, where we just have a fun-filled time on stage. You might hear a little bit of Frank Sinatra, Frankie Valli. You might hear a little Marvin Gaye, Temptations, but they, a little hip-hop also, which we do. And then we bring it back to the Force of D classic music and some new songs. So one thing I would say that separates is, you know, you're going to get, you'll see the, we're cool enough to bring the Letterman sweaters back in a time, in a day in this age, and still pull it off looking like, I mean, we're in our 40s, Steve is 50, but every, you know, 50 is in the new 30, and we, if you see our stage show, you would really think, like, hey, these guys, everybody tell us, you guys look so youthful, oh my gosh, y'all still do this, y'all still do that, and we still got the sound, we still got the steps, we still got the harmony, the sound, you know, though we lost a couple of members, we say rest in peace to TCD and Mercury. That core sound is still there with the Lundy brothers, Khalil and Stevie D, and I add on with that, you know, because and we just keep that's very important that we keep the Force of D sound there, so the fans don't say, oh, they don't sound the same. No, we sound the same, and you know, when they come see our show or hear our music, they still get that good sound that they loved, but with some new added little twist on it, you know, to stay relevant of what's happening today as well.
Yes, and I can truly say y'all are phenomenal. I did have a chance to see one of your recent performances, and you guys still have it. Y'all are still doing some amazing things. I wanted to ask also, what do you want, I guess I'd ask DVD, the legacy to be for the Force MCs?
I just want the legacy to be that, you know, Force MCs is a group that gave you true R&B, real R&B music. Definitely a group that set the trend for a lot of groups that came after, Joe DeFeese, the Boyz II Men. It was a group called Force of D to set that trend. I like that legacy for people to know that we was one of the groups. You know, sometimes we're like one of the forgotten groups that really set with the key element to all this R&B hip-hop. And, you know, I just want the people to remember, like, who was the ones that really set the trend for this whole genre of music. That's really all, you know. Just making good music. And a group that made good music, that classic songs that'll last forever.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. I wanted to ask, about the song Tender Love. We're about to get ready to hear that song, and so I wanted to just kind of give the listeners a little bit of insight on that song as well.
I'll give you a quick insight on it. Okay, that song was by Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam for the movie Crush Group, which is a movie we're supposed to be in that movie, but we got, you know, replaced by, you know, we never got to do a good one, but they packed it, but they changed their mind and said they wanted a new addition to do it. Real mind, but they didn't really get much. They did their part, and so they said, how about you guys just get the soundtrack? They wanted a new addition to the movie because they was the team, big group, teenagers, and, you know, one of them in the movie scene. So that happened, so they gave us the soundtrack. How about doing the soundtrack? Hey, we can't lose on it. So we did it, and we didn't lose on not being in the movie, but we won on having the biggest record from the soundtrack. And it was classic, so we're not mad, and we were really happy. That song only took us 2 hours to record, and the magic to come from it, you just never know. Never know nowadays. Long, and we got, they told us that it was going to be a hit. They predicted it happened.
And if you look today, the song Tender Love, it serves as an anthem within itself because you've had so many other artists, either they recorded the song, sampled the song, or they performed the song in their shows, from Alicia Keys to Usher, New Kids on the Block,
Kelly Rowland,
Trina, and the list goes on. I think Wiz Khalifa did something with it. I'm not sure, but, you know, so that's just a new addition. Out of all their hits, they even perform the song in their show sometimes. So, I mean, it's just so that song just transcended different genres. And I remember being in the dentist's office back then hearing Tender Love on the radio. That's when I said, you know, the Foursome D's really made it. They really made that crossover. When you hear, you know, hear the song being on top 40 on the pop, you know, pop stations like that, you knew that there was this group was not only a group to reckon with, but a group that will be around for many years and making classic music.
Yes, and you guys are truly doing some amazing things. I mean, because when you hear the music now. Like I said, I mentioned it to a few people that I was doing the interview, and they automatically had their own song. Everybody has their own, you know, moment that they can go back and remember when they heard the song. And that's very unique when you have, you know, an artist or a group that can do that to listeners. We're going to go ahead and hear Tender Love, and it's by the Foursome D's.
Thank you. Sexy, that 1-2 slated. Staten I creates it. Straight MD, cause them force boys made it. You can learn it from us. Fun is a must. Your gear gotta be tied. Linen well crushed. Your freakum dress is on. Heels real strong. My big girls, there's no such thing as wrong. Hit that dance floor, baby. Fearless. Pure soul. The words of Cornelius. You know how we do it. You know how we abuse it. While the DJ lose it, we straight 1-2s it. I see the sexy thing. I'm gonna just anoint her. That fantastic voyage. That light skin joiner. That side to side. The rocking of the slide. Chuck Rock Force MDs. We're on them all. Go!
TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and we have the Force MDs on the line, and I am just so excited about them being on the show. I see that the calls are coming in, and you guys have a lot of guests calling. I wanted to ask you, Damon, about this song, which is entitled 1-2 Step.
Okay. Actually, we were looking for a dance, a step song. You know, there's a big craze with the stepping and then the line dancing going on. So we were looking to do a song like that. I actually, it took me about 2 weeks to come up with this song. I kept going back and forth rewriting it. I was like, oh, no. That actually is the version you just played is the remix by legendary DJ Molly Maw. He remixed it. So that's the one we are pushing now. The original version was by Magic, producer Juan Magic Peters. And you know, we went in the studio. We had a great time recording it, and we actually got our boy, Chubb Rock, to spit his verse on there. And it was fun. It was real fun. We were talking to Tom Joyner about it the other day. He was like, I didn't hear my shout-out. I said, oh, yes, Chubb Rock shouted you out. He said, oh, that fantastic voice, that light-skinned Joyner. And he was like, oh, I got it. So we got to resend it to him and stuff. He wants to jump on it. And it's just a lot of fun. We just having fun doing what we love to do. God has truly blessed us, and I don't know what else we could say, but it's just, you know, we have joy when we come together and we do music and when we do shows, stuff like that. It's just a privilege to do it.
Okay. Indeed. We have one of our guests, one of the listeners on the line, and her name is Robin, and she wanted to come on the line and to make a comment for you guys. Hello, Robin. How are you doing tonight?
Good. I'm doing very well. Thank you. I wanted to say that I saw them recently in Orlando for the Tom Joyner family reunion, and they were great. You guys put on a great show. I enjoyed it. I met you afterwards, and it was just fantastic. And I love the classics that you guys sing. I like the new music, too, but I love the classics. So just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. It was great.
Thank you
so
much.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Robin. I know you had a great time at that family reunion.
I had a great, great time at the family reunion. So I saw you guys, and that was the only reason why I came. So it was really good, and I love your performance. I loved it.
Thank you.
And I got your order there,
too,
both of you guys. In pictures. Thank you.
Oh, all right. Now hit us up on our social media now. We want to see those pictures.
Yeah, they're on the Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll have to tag you guys in the picture so you can see them.
Please do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we have, like I said, a lot of callers are calling in, so I want you guys to know that they are really, really loving you guys. I also want to talk about Stevie D's new book, and so I'm going to give Stevie D time to go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm sorry, my phone went out a little bit. Now I can hear you better. What did you say on that part?
About your new book. Talk about the book.
Oh, about my new book. Yeah, my new book is my new book is it's called Necessary Force. It goes through the times and journey of the Force Indies of our life. It's really interesting, and it'll have you know a lot of things you really didn't know about us, and people get it and they can't put it down, so I'm really happy that it got a lot of people excited. It should go real national real soon. Right now, it's going everywhere right now, and we're doing a book tour on it, and we be hitting a lot of colleges, and it's really fun. And I think you're probably going to add on that we're doing the documentary, because the documentary is pretty much like the book, but the documentary just have raw footage of a whole lot of stuff that we did in our past and all the trials and tribulations that we've been through as a group, but still trying to hold on and stay strong and keep the legacy going on right now to this day. It was hard. We lost 3 members, but we know that they don't want us to stop, so we're keeping the legacy going, and it's turning out really good. A lot of doors is opening for us, and we're really happy of our journey right now.
Okay. Well, I want Damon to go ahead and give the social media once again. That way the listeners can find out about the music as well as how to find out about events and as well as the book tour as well.
Okay. You have you can find us on officialforcemds.com. The MD is forcemds.com. Our Twitter.com/forcemds. facebook.com/forcemds, epk.com/forcemds, instagram.com/forcemds. I hope I didn't leave anything out. Anything else? Reverb Nation slash Force MDS. Anything you can think of, if you just put the slash Force MDS, it should come up.
You just Google Force MDS. You Google it out.
Yeah.
On Google.
Yeah. Also, we just finished, I'm sorry, I just wanted to interject and throw in, there's a artist on Warner Brothers named Theophilus London. His album, I think it's his third album. He's very known internationally. And Kanye West is executive producer of his album. It's just finished. He just finished wrapping up. Kanye told him, listen, man, no, you need to force some D's to collaborate with you on some of these songs. And it just so happened that he used to date Khalil's daughter, Lubna, a few years ago. And he's like, well, Kanye, I know those guys. And he's like, well, call them and get them in the studio. So we went in the studio and we knocked out about five songs with him, but three are going to be on the album. And his album is dropping, I believe, in October. So we're looking forward to that also. We did a collaboration with him. He's a hot hip-hop artist. He sings as well. And his name is Theophilus London. So y'all can check that out. It'll be out in October.
Okay. At this time, I wanted to go ahead and get you guys to do your shout-outs. We'll let Stevie D go first, and then Damon, you can go after that.
Okay, definitely like to shout-out our street team captain, Kevin Gray. I'd like to shout-out Robin. Thanks for coming to the show. And please spread the word. Let people know that Force of Leaves is back. No shorts. We back still doing our thing. I'd like to thank everybody that's in Cali, all the people that's listening. All the people listening as Force MD fans and like our music, and just keep following us and keep supporting us. And we're going to give you the best we can do when we see you. Peace and love.
Yeah. I'd also like to shout out Khalil Lundy. He was trying to make it on the call, but he had some other business that he had to handle. That's our other member.
Right, of course.
Steve, Khalil, and myself. I also want to shout out Elise Murray, who's doing a great job for us. Also want to shout out and give a thank you to Tom Joyner, Lou Calhoun, and Gary Barnes. They're always, trying to keep us in the loop. They say, no, you guys rocked the cruise we did in March. We had to bring y'all back. And, we're very fortunate. You know, the doors are opening up. We're coming back out there and letting people know, hey, we still got it, the Force and D's. We're going strong. The legacy will continue. We still want to make classic music. One thing about classic music, you know, people say, oh, they old school. No, we're not old school. We might be old school, but better than that, we're soul school. Because when you make good music, it doesn't turn into just a regular old record. It turns into classic music. And that's what good soul music does, because the soul never dies. It lives on. So our soul, good soul music that was made will continue.
Right.
Well, I think that was very well said. Well, I want to just thank you guys for being a part of Faces of Success Radio and just taking the time out to, you know, fill the listeners in on what you guys are doing and just let them be able to, support you guys with this new chapter of your music. So I just wanted to thank you guys once again.
Oh, thank you. We thank you also. We want to shout you out and also shout Greg out for also putting this together with us and being so supportive and giving us a platform to express ourselves and, you know, and let the fans know what we have, what's our agenda and what we have coming up and how they can contact us or even come see us and just to know what the Force and D's are doing. I want to shout Greg out and thank him for that also. And you too, TJ.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break, guys. We'll be right back with you.
Okay, cool.
Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6868. 6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge. TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I am your host, TJ, and I am just excited about how the interview went. I wanted to thank the two listeners who called in, which was Robin and Kevin. I want to thank you guys for showing the Four Cindy's some love. And I want the listeners to just tune in again next week. We always have a great, wonderful, awesome show for you guys. So just keep tuning in. So thank you again for tonight, and have a blessed night. See you again next week.
www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.